Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Believe me.
Turn up your mind.
Devastating. Devastating.
Operation Asswipe, launched by Julian Assange.
So far, a devastating letdown.
And I expect to be able to build up to about 100
It doesn't help.
Let me tell you, they don't have more documents. They've already released a lot of powerful stuff. Let's give them that. They're wanting other people to leak more stuff, but their DNC source got killed. So Assange's done a great job of interviews he's done. This is a train wreck. But hey, we came in, we made the effort, we're the winners. We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end of this broadcast.
You mean there's still a chance? There's still 3 minutes left. You could say something.
Oh my God. Assange, Julian Assange. Remember yesterday, Gary from Fort Lauderdale called and said, Julian Assange, well, you know, Roger Stone was on, I forget the guy, the cute guy in Miami. He was on his show and Roger Stone talks to him every Monday. And Roger Stone was saying that Julian Assange is going to break some news about Hillary Clinton tonight. And it's going to be like devastating. And it's just going to be. And it turns out that Julian Assange trolled Trump world. He trolled them. Totally rickrolled them, punked them, punked them, punked them. You've been punked.
Believe me.
Now who, this was like the biggest bust since Al Capone's vault. Remember Geraldo? It was like the beginning of the end of Geraldo. Geraldo started off okay. He was still, you know, kind of an MSNBC talking head on the OJ trial. And I was in love. I had the Geraldo fever. I had it. And then he downshifted into Nazi shows, and then decided he was going to open Al Capone. I think he opened Al Capone's vault first, and that's why he ended up being a talking head except it wasn't MSNBC yet. It was still called America's Talking, which nobody remembers but me. Yeah. Nobody remembers that, but that was the beginning of the end of our media. But anyway, I digress. This was the biggest trolling, the biggest punk, the biggest bunch of... You know, Assange took the most gullible morons in the world, Trump supporters, and totally punked them. Now, who would ever imagine that punking Trump supporters would work? Yeah. How could that work? They're so smart. They're so up on all the news. They know exactly who Julian Assange is and that he's in the Ecuadorian embassy awaiting extradition to Sweden for rape. Everybody knows that. No, he made his announcement. This is crazy. Okay, he made his announcement at 3:00 in the morning, East Coast time, U.S. Okay, and luckily for him, most Trump backers are up anyway, tweeting, about beauty queens and such, and awaiting, you know, more tweets from Big Daddy Donald about the important issues of the day, like whether or not he got up to pee and eat or whatever it is he tweets at 3:00 in the morning. But the big announcement turned out to be a PR stunt for WikiLeaks. They did to Trump backers exactly what Trump did to the media again. I mean, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you better watch your ass. Is I think how that expression goes? No, but the Trump supporters, they constantly are punked by this guy. They were punked by him when he said he was going to have like some big announcement, about the birth certificate, and then he had a 20-minute thing at the new hotel and put on all these Vietnam generals who were wrong about the planning and the execution of that war for about 20 years. And then turned it into a commercial for the Trump Hotel. Well, this is exactly what Assange did last night, except he did it at 3:00 in the morning, which is hysterical, to plug the 10th anniversary of WikiLeaks. That's what he was doing. So, you know, it was a commercial for WikiLeaks. So Trump's, you got Trump, you got again. Again, you silly bastards. And this isn't the first or second time. I mean, they've been punked by Bush, except now Bush doesn't exist in their world. Only Pepe exists. You know, he doesn't exist in their world anymore. But it's unbelievable to me. I mean, here you had Hillary haters all over the world and sleep-deprived Trump supporters at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning broadcasting, I swear to God, broadcasting and tweeting at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And the best one that got punked, I mean, he deserves it more than anybody. Oh, God, if you could just bend him over. If you could just and tie him to a chair and leave him there. You know, Alex Jones, he was so disappointed with the epic fail, but he was there and he was afraid to let it go. He was afraid. He kept sitting there going, wait, he hasn't said anything yet. Can you even understand what he's saying? And his cute little sidekick, that kid's cute. He's very cute. I got a guy for you.
He is.
I have a guy for him.
Too bad he's a douchebag.
Too bad. They're all douchebags. But he does have a nice, I love his studio. Wow. It's like NBC has nothing on it. See what a million viewers will do? See what it does? Holy shit.
Subscribe.
Just subscribe. That's all it takes. You know, you get a million subscribers. All of a sudden, you get customer service. You get a big control room. Get all kinds of things. Get personnel, which would be great. A salesperson would be excellent. An IT guy. Yeah, he has all that. Based on conspiracy crap. It's amazing what America's taste in media is these days, however. He got punked so hard, and it was so enjoyable for me that I, you know, I pulled a couple minutes here.
Come on now.
This one goes there.
The torpedoes that way.
That one goes there.
Aim the crosshairs this way. Pull the trigger that way. There, sink the enemy. That's how it's done. Pull the knife across the throat like that, across the carotids. Press in lovingly. Watch the blood spray.
What is wrong with him?
Politically.
Okay, just
stab him a few times right in the stomach for good measure.
Just couple of seconds.
Random violence at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It looks like they restarted the computer.
Tried to set that up. That
as if they're not going to hack. I said try to keep Assange off.
Oh, they hacked him.
Technical difficulties too.
Of course, Alex Jones downshifts it to they've hacked him.
Millions watching across the world, not just here. We literally have hundreds of thousands watching internet streams right now. We're up at 4 in the morning Central.
That's so sad.
And we're just having fun. We're being honest. You know, we're here bitching that we're up in the middle of the night. We want to hear this. Infowars.com.
Myself, my staff, and our sources, we believe in some kind of romantic ideal. It's quite a quaint notion. It's quite an unthinkable notion. We actually it's fascinating. To understand the world around us and through this understanding.
He's just talking gibberish.
We can see justice come from it, as we have in many cases.
We are like 10 minutes into incoherent babble.
And he's
can I just hear like Baggin Shire? So I can like send the ring race where this is at. I mean, because I'm sitting here and we've got him over the hot coals here. And again, in the incoherent babbling, you're hearing anything?
I'm struggling to make out a lot of what he's saying. I've been trying to hear the words Clinton or Democrats or U.S. election. I haven't really heard any of those key words.
Well, in case he's doing it, let's go back to it. We're just not intellectual enough to understand this. Here, let's go back to it.
Let's go back to it in case he's doing it. Oh, my God. The anti-Hillary haters, the loons, they were up all night waiting for the big reveal, like a reality TV show, like an HGTV, like, you know, like Fixer Upper. You know, they're waiting for the last big reveal. You know, they're like the followers of some psycho preacher who prophesied the end of Hillary world at 3 o'clock in the morning and it didn't happen. Oh, my God.
We lost the election.
You just did. Oh, it's amazing. Just wait till the half-wits figure out that Trump's been playing them the whole time. No, I'm kidding. They'll never figure that out. No, never. But they wouldn't give up. This was so amazing. He wouldn't give up. And then he got pissed, okay? Finally got peeved, really peeved, because he realized he had been had.
Devastating. get ready for the last few months. It's always this week, this week, this week. And then now it's like, I got a book, I got a DVD, I got a video. And it's like, where's the production then? If it was some big studio, we'd buy it. But
buy
I mean, we're here fighting for free speech. We break more stuff than they do half the time.
Is this the death of WikiLeaks? I mean, are we? We
Drudge breaks stuff every day.
Right. We thought we were about to
kiss this guy's ass.
We thought we were about to have a rebirth. We thought we were going to have like a new explosion of WikiLeaks. And now are we seeing the exact opposite?
This is Hillary's October surprise.
Come on,
Julian Assange. Trolling the world is Hillary's October surprise.
You're a genius.
You are. You're just such a genius.
You're an idiot.
You are, Alex. This is just so bizarre. And I don't know why people like to listen to these conspiracy theories. You know, they're crazy. And, you know, Trump repeats them. And this is why they like him, because, you know, they give credence to like his warped, you know, alter world that he lives in, and repeats things like Scalia was killed with a pillow over his face. And, you know, Sandy Hook was, you know, child actors. And, you know, it's all a false flag. It's a false flag. The election is a false. Alex Jones is a false flag. Julian, it's a false flag. Going to bed now. Got to go to sleep. They were up at 4 or 5. Anyway, this made me happy. This just makes me happy. I love when idiots who love to bottom feed, you know, get exactly what they have coming to them. And they, you know, in this case, really had to go out of their way. Really had to go out of their way to set up the studio at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to hook up to Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy. I mean, putting faith in a guy who has to hide in the Ecuadorian embassy in the first place because he's wanted on rape charges. It's just so Trump world. It's so perfect. It is. Put all your eggs in his basket, baby. Oh my God, the reality TV show is now on the internet. It's now all over the place. But I loved it. I felt compelled to bring that to you because I don't think most of us were up at 3 or 4 in the morning unless we were delivering newspapers or milk. And they don't do that anymore. So I excluded 50% of, you know, the people that used to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe farmers in Indiana. Maybe in Mike Pence's Indiana, the farmers still have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to milk those cows. I don't know. And of course, Mike Pence will have his big night on the stage tonight, going up against Tim Kaine, who's multilingual, which, you know, for them is just heresy. Being able to speak a second language when 40% of these United States speak a second language. And that's just one second language, okay? You got people that speak 5 languages in this country. You got people that speak 10 languages in this country. You got people that speak all kinds of and our American children, they only get the one. They get the one. Fortunately for us, the whole world includes English in one of their 5 that they know. So, but if I were Mike Pence, here, let me be Alex Jones for a minute. If I were Mike Pence, I'd be checking that microphone right now. I'd be checking it because they're going to take that microphone, they're going to put it in Benghazi, and that microphone's not even going to be there. It's going to be a false flag. He's going to walk out on the stage and he's going to realize there ain't no microphone there because they set him up. Bitch set him up. Yeah. So if I were Mike Pence, I'd be checking that microphone. But you know what's really funny about it? It's in Farmville. Isn't that? That's where it is. The VP debate tonight is in a place called Farmville, which is like...
I thought that was a game.
Well, it's going to be like Sim City. It's like a very retro game is what it is. It's, I guess we're taking a break in the campaign and we're going to have like some sort of a serious debate tonight between a guy who hates everybody and everything except Jesus, who of course hates everything and everybody too in Pence world. And Tim Kaine, who is like super accomplished, has never lost an election in his life. Is beloved by his colleagues, is, not somebody that, you know, I agree with 100% of the time, but, you know, who is? And but he's going against Mike Pence, who is a religious zealot and a bigot and a racist and a hater who has to, you know, be the guy in the circus with the big, you know, broom sweeping up after Donald Trump's elephant shit. That's what Pence's job is tonight. But I hope that they don't make it into that. I hope that they actually question Mike Pence on Mike Pence and Mike Pence's guidance of his state of Indiana. And it's horrible state. I mean, I would like to see a real debate. Oh, and for those of you who've only seen debates, like the millennials who live in their parents' basement, yes, we'll get there. The millennials who do live in their parents' basement because of student debt, and you can't get out of the house because you have the same debt I had when I was 38 when I bought my first house. Except you don't have a house to show for it. Right. I feel terrible. We can fix this. But if you've never seen a debate before, the crazy one is the guy in the white hair.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.